Good day, this is Paige Estrotori on behalf of Financial Services Online, providing you with the latest in the Australian financial market this Sunday, May 5th, 2024. Starting with the industry's movement towards green initiatives. Qantas Super, in partnership with Goat Farm, has made an impressive investment of $200 million to revitalize Southeast Australian land into productive horticulture spots. Focusing on Riverina in New South Wales and Northern Victoria, the plan is to transform 5,000 hectares utilizing innovative farming techniques and advanced water management. This investment not only aligns strongly with Qantas Super's sustainability goals, but also promises robust returns for its members. With global demand for eco-friendly investments on the rise, the venture is likely to capitalize on the region's strategic location for exporting goods. Shifting to the insurance sector, the lifetime financial services ban enforced upon former insurance broker Sean Sweeney was maintained after his appeal was rejected. This comes after his guilty conviction for defrauding clients through the misuse of their insurance premiums. Despite his previous community service sentence, therapeutic intervention for substance abuse and gambling, as well as partial repayment of the misappropriated funds, the decision aims to uphold the integrity of the industry and the trust of the consumers. This ruling further emphasizes the industry's firm stance on ethical breaches. Now, in response to the expected surge in mergers and acquisitions, BellRock is enhancing its advisory services. These will now also include support for M&A and contingent risks. With this move, BellRock is leading the adaptive changes in the corporate transaction landscape, providing customized solutions for complex business deals. Lastly, let's delve into the economic pressures faced by Australians. A study by Equip Super indicates that 85% of Australians are considerably curbing their spending, while two-thirds are augmenting their super contributions due to fears of persistent inflation. Furthermore, almost half of the respondents are gearing towards debt repayment and tackling mortgage commitments, reflecting the general mood of economic caution. Equip Super's head of advice, Paul Stocker, advises maintaining a fine balance between immediate savings and longer-term financial security. He emphasizes the growth potential of regular super contributions for a more stable retirement plan. Stay informed, stay updated. For more details on insurance, finance, superannuation, and money management, please visit our website at financialservicesonline.com.au. Thank you, and until next time.